Josh Newberg's with us. I think he's still down in Tampa. I think he has probably dispatched some of his guys that way, though. What's up, Berg?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The boys at Knowles 24/7 are there. I know Chris Nee is. I'm not sure on Brendan. But, yeah, we're well represented at ACC Media Days.
What do we need to hear out of Willie today, considering we've had months and months to hear from Willie regardless?
I don't know. I'd maybe be willing to hear maybe what he learned. I think that would be interesting to me. Not necessarily I need to hear it, but I think that's what would be interesting. What I think we're going to hear, I think we're going to get more of the questions of what went wrong last year, which – you know, there's really no answer to it at this point for Taggart. He needs to be looking forward. But I think, if I had to guess, those will kind of be the questions. I also am eager to hear his thoughts and really every coach's thoughts on the transfer portal. I do think they're going to adjust it a little bit from what we saw last year. And it's just interesting to get their takes on it because on one end, they're losing guys, but on the other, you know, a lot of teams are gaining guys, and it's improving their roster. So kind of just interested in those topics right now.
You bring up a good point. The media today, when talking to Coach Willie Taggart, they're going to be stressing what went wrong. That's I wasn't even thinking about that, but that's they probably don't know enough about the non-Florida State reporters that don't see them every day. They probably don't know enough about Florida State, so they're going to err on the side of what the hell went wrong. That's you're right.
Because the questions we were asking on the beat at the end of the season and after the season, and you know,
right?
You put a coach up to it. I mean, now that there's already been the Bleacher Report article about Jimbo Fisher and. Like, is Willie Taggart really going to sit down and explain what went wrong last year? No, and nor should he. It's time to look ahead. But what would be an interesting question is what he learned from last year. And, you know, and every coach learns from the year before, whether it was a great year or a bad year.
West Coast Sooner says, please ask Josh if he likes the Manny Diaz hire for Miami, or perhaps should they have gone somewhere else to get the coach?
In reality, I like the hire. Knowing what Miami is up against financially and all that kind of stuff, I do like the hire. In reality, Miami just doesn't have the money to really go out and compete for those top-tier coaches. So bringing in a guy like Manny Diaz, who's from the area, he's a defensive-minded coach. It's always the opposite, right? It always goes the opposite. Mark Richt came in running his offense. He was an offensive-minded coach. He couldn't get it done, so you bring Manny Diaz. Miami's defense was really the thing that was holding the Hurricanes' head above the water during the Mark Richt era, and Manny was responsible for that, so... let's see what he's got. I don't know if Manny is going to be the guy that brings him to the top, though. We said on your show that's going to be determined by whether or not he can land the big recruit, meaning the true difference maker. Miami's it was recruiting pretty well. We're going to see what they can do during the season, and then if Manny can capitalize on that on the recruiting trail, because this is a bump class, so this is the class that, you know, is expected to stand out from the others.
When you guys on the Big Three roll up, or wherever you're at, when you discuss that Miami and Florida opener, which is very early, what's the conclusion?
As far as who's going to win, I think, from my perspective, Florida's going to win, Florida should win, Florida has the better roster. But when we discuss it, I am openly rooting for Miami because I like chaos. I think we've explained that. But
right.
I think, you know, week zero, everybody expects Florida to go out and handle Miami. But what if Miami surprised him, comes out, you know, week zero, college football's flipped on its head, the Hurricanes upset the Gators. That's how I want to start the season.
That would be something because – I think the general public right now doesn't believe Miami wins that game. Overwhelmingly.
No, nor like anybody that objectively watches college football. would think that Florida would have the edge in this one by a touchdown or more. And just mainly because there's a lot of question marks. We don't know who Miami's going to start at quarterback. Maybe first year head coach. You know, there's just a lot of unknowns right now. But you know, Miami comes out and wins that game. Whew, everything that we thought heading into the season has now changed, at least in the big.
Clemson is at the podium today too, up in Charlotte from day one of the ACC media days. What can Jimbo say? We've won two of the last three. We're on top of the mountain. We're recruiting a perhaps generational class. What else can he say?
I don't know. They always try to get Dabo on these, like, paying the player questions or religion questions.
Right.
I feel like every media day is like somebody's trying to have to say in something so they can go, gotcha.
I know.
But, yeah, there's not much
trying to get him to
say. They're rolling. They got the best quarterback in the nation coming off of Natty. I mean, life is good.
Josh Newberg with us. ACC Media Day starts today in Charlotte. He's got his guys up there covering, so follow them. You said Chris Knee is there for sure, right?
Yes, Chris Knee is definitely there. He drove up yesterday. He arrived there. So we will have full coverage all day. Knowles 247.
Tell everybody about the Big Three roll-up.
The Big Three roll-up, we taped it last night. It's another burner. Trey Rowland of the Rollcast came on. We talked Florida State, some of the trials and tribulations of him starting a Florida State podcast right smack dab in the middle of 5-7. So it's been an interesting ride for Trey, whose podcast is booming. But you guys can get it 7 a.m. Thursday morning, iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts.
Berg, we'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, Bill.